Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 20 of the Save the Sam podcast. I'm really glad you're joining me today. Last week, we talked about how it feels to feel powerless. Wow, tough topic to talk about, especially after we've already done the real struggles of a Sam last month. However, I really felt that us moms needed to really feel powerful in this mom thing. So we're going to continue talking about power and what it looks like to actually grasp the power that we have been given. So today's topic is grasping spiritual power. True power comes from relationship with Christ and knowing who you are in Him and what we have access to. I really feel like when we feel powerless, we struggle with the knowledge or the acceptance of what we have access to in our relationship with Jesus. As a mom, it can be really difficult to want to assert power. Sometimes we may not want to feel like we're being too strong. But the good news is that we don't have to come off super assertive to be powerful. The truth of the matter is that most of our actual power is found in the Holy Spirit and the Spirit within us. So today we're going to dive into that. As usual, we're going to touch on 5 points for this topic. We're going to highlight some areas that we really need to pay attention to and then hit it home with how we really gain power in the Spirit. I'm excited about this topic because in order for us to really show our children what it means to walk in the alignment with God, they have to know what it means to walk in His power and His authority to be effective for the kingdom. So let's go, mamas. Let's jump right in. Our first point of today is know what's yours in the Spirit. Like I say so many times, how can we get anywhere if we don't know where we are, right? The Holy Spirit is always available to us. As soon as we cross into our relationship with Jesus Christ, we have access to the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He's always available and He's always been around. At the beginning of creation, they were there, not just one man. They, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which means that He is full of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is full of power and might. So we have to tap into that in order to have full access, right? If we take our time with the Holy Spirit and really think about what He can do, we can do so much more than we can in the physical. We have access to power in the Spirit, so we might as well grab a hold, right? And we have an inheritance in the Spirit of God also, which comes with so much power. So that first point, super easy. We have to know what we have in the Spirit. So know what is ours in the Spirit. Not just know what's in the Spirit, but know that we have access to Him. He has all the power we need. And so when we need to feel powerful, that's where we go. Our strength is found in the Lord. So that's nailed down, right? So let's move on to point number two. In order for us to have things in the Spirit, we have to pursue the things of the Spirit. You know, a lot of times we want everything that God offers and we don't want to be aligned with Him. We don't want to follow His commandments. We want to just kind of live our life the way we want to and sort of abuse grace. We want to say, thank you for salvation, but I've got it from here. That doesn't work. If we want to have what He has, we have to be aligned with Him. We need to read His word in order to hear His voice. We have to hear and heed what He's saying in His word. He speaks in His word. And so if we want to have access to everything, we have to listen to Him. We have to choose holiness daily. Galatians 5 talks about this, how our flesh is naturally out of sync with the Spirit. So if we aren't in the word, then we're not going to be in sync with the Spirit. So we have to get in sync with the Spirit and choose holiness. And walking in that purity produces power in us. I don't know if you knew that, but walking in purity produces power. It really does. His will, not ours, right? If we are walking in His will, then guess what? We have access to what he has. But when we're walking in the flesh, we kind of forgo that access and we tell God, hey, I've got this. So if we could get in his circle and not try and control everything, then the power that we get from him actually becomes ours. And then we are exactly the strengthened person that we need to be. And I'm going to tell you, when we walk in that confidence in who we are and what we have access to in Christ, our kids can see that and they can do the same thing. So all of these things that we're talking about, I'm telling you, mama, when we tap into these things, we can mom from a whole another level. We can parent from a whole nother level. So tap into that. And point number three for today is speak it. Last week we talked about not making small declarations. Well, this week we're talking about speak it. Speak that strength out into yourself. Speak that strength into your children. Declare your own power from the Holy Spirit. Declare what he can do in you. Declare scripture over yourself and over your children, because this thing isn't just for you. You want to grasp spiritual power for the livelihood of your family. So it's important. It's really important. And it's important to speak it, because when the enemy hears it from your mouth, he can't touch that. Your words are powerful. And the one thing he wants to do is to deceive you into believing that you're powerless, that you are weak, that he is stronger than you. But guess what? That is a lie. And he needs to know that you know that that's a lie. So speak it, friend. Speak it clearly and speak it loudly. Speak to your circumstances. Speak to your issues and your difficulties. Because when you were created in Christ Jesus, you became full of authority. So you have to use that authority in order to speak to things that are trying to keep you low and keep you out of your standing where you're supposed to be and out of your calling and out of your purpose. Those things don't have power over you that you don't give them. So make sure you're taking a hold of your own. And with that in mind, we're going to move to point number four, which is take authority. Take authority. Many of us feel weak because we refuse to take authority. We refuse to take authority, and we have been given an authority to put the enemy under our feet. So, you know, if we don't take that authority, the enemy is just going to come right in and try and smother what is inside of us. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. So if God has already given us might and given us increased strength, then there is nothing that we can't do. And there is no power. And like I said, in Galatians 5, if we live by the Spirit, Galatians 5:25 says, if we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So if the Spirit is a spirit of power and self-control, then when we live in step with the Spirit, then we get all of that. It's just like if you're following the leader, right? Imagine if you're following the leader. Wherever they go, you're going to go. Whatever they walk into, you're walking into. Whatever they get access to, if you're following right behind them, guess what? You got access to that. If you're doing the same things that they're doing, you're going to reap the same things that they reap. So that is a word for you. Reap the things of the Spirit. And when you take authority there, you reap the things of the Spirit. So don't back down. Don't cower when you feel powerless, like we talked about last week. And don't back down when you feel like your children aren't listening to you, or you don't have a voice, or whatever things are coming out at you. You stand firm in the Spirit. You take authority and you tell that situation, you back down. I'm not backing down. Whew, girl, I hope you felt that. That was something for you. That was something for me. We need to stop backing down. It's okay to be humble. It's okay to be submissive unto your husbands and unto your unto your church family and unto, you know, people. That's okay. We should be submitting to one another. However, once again, we're not doormats and we should not back down to the enemy. And when we are walking aligned with the Holy Spirit, we are aware and discerning of the things that are not of God, and we can take authority there, and we don't have to back down there. And like I said, once again, be humble, walk in your authority, but do not walk in pride, because that's when it gets dangerous. All right, let's move on to number five, which is once we've taken authority, walk in authority, right? It's okay to speak and declare and walk in the truth of that. It's okay to say, I am speaking to this thing and walk in it. I am healed in the name of Jesus. Walk as a healed person. Do not walk as a sick person. If you feel like God is healing you, then be healed and walk in that. And hey, it might not come the way you think it should come, but trust God and take authority and walk in that authority, because the enemy wants to keep you walking in a fog and a lie or whatever that is. And if you have declared victory over your wild child, you declare that daily, you're going to walk in that. You're going to speak to that child just like they are the most well-behaved child you've ever had. So you have to walk in your authority, walk in your belief, have full confidence in who you are in Christ. I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference in how you mom. It's going to make a difference in how you walk out your calling as a mom and as a person walking in authority. Because guess what? If you lay down your identity in Christ and don't take authority, you're going to get an identity, and it's just going to come from a place you don't want it to come from. So take authority. All right, my friend, I'm so charged. I hope you're charged to walk in your authority and to be a powerful, mighty mama of God. I'm excited that you are here with me as we explore this topic of power, because being a mom can really feel powerless sometimes, and you feel like your life has pretty much been planned out for you and you're the last on a totem pole, but you have so much inside of you that can do so much. So please, please, for the sake of your family, walk in the authority given to you and be powerful. Being a mother is so powerful, so powerful. So be that. All right, girls, today's takeaway is I am walking in my authority. Whew, girl, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you give us so much power and authority in your name. We thank you that you have handpicked each one of us, and we ask that you would nurture power inside of us and open our eyes to see that we already have access to everything that you've given to us. We thank you for our inheritance, and we just thank you that you have opened our eyes to everything within you. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, sisters, I'm excited for next week. Have a great day.